Well, where do we get our picture made? Another quite incredible episode took place during the infamous February beach weekend that Jennifer, Joel, and I took with Grandma and Grandpa. After dinner on Friday night, it was decided that we would stop by the Atlantic Beach Red and White grocery store in order to procure the necessary provisions for the weekend. Now, Grandpa's affinity for pictures and portraits is well known, so it should come as no surprise to anyone how delighted he was to see a sign in front of the store saying, "Free family portrait with a purchase of over $50. Of course, in the early 70s, a $50 grocery purchase would most likely suffice a family of 10 for a week. Nevertheless, this did not discourage Grandpa one bit. He was determined to get that free portrait. What followed was a supermarket sweepstakes of the first order. Never had such shopping been seen at Atlantic Beach on 10 p.m. on Friday night. Grandpa kept a running tally as we stuffed a large cart to the point of overflowing with every item we could lay our hands on. It's difficult to remember all the individual items of the shopping spree, but I do remember that we felt it was necessary to purchase 3 gallons of milk for the remaining 1.5 days, one regular, one chocolate, and some other exotic variety. When the tally reached $50, probably to the penny, we made our way to the checkout stand. The person at the register seemed quite puzzled when we stated that we were at the beach only for the weekend. Nevertheless, purchase was tallied and the groceries were bagged. After the bill was paid, Grandpa asked the obvious question. Well, where do we get our picture made? It was like as if a photographer was on 24-hour duty at the store. His mood abruptly changed when the reply came back. Well, sir, the photographer is scheduled to be here sometime next month. Obviously extremely agitated, Grandpa replied in a very loud tone of voice, "Well, we aren't going to be here next month." Now, I can't recall how this situation was resolved. I only remember that we left the store with a car full of groceries, no picture, and Grandma expounding on the foolish wastefulness of Grandpa buying $50 worth of groceries for a day and a half at the beach. Grandpa, not to be cast in such an unflattering light, quickly resolved this by stopping at the fishing pier on the way by and buying a large styrofoam cooler for another $20. He stated that he could then pack up the leftover groceries in the cooler and that he would take them back to Charlotte. In the meantime, we could use the massive cooler to keep our one cup of shrimp cool on the pier. And it should be noted that the outside temperature was about 32 degrees in the first place. This infallible logic was rendered inconsequential the following day when the lid of the cooler blew off the end of the pier and drifted out to sea. If I recall correctly, the vast majority of the groceries ended up being thrown in the trash before the trip home.